Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs. This time is tight. Bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Time is always tight on us on a radio show. It's an imprecise activity in a precise environment, especially since the computers took over the radio industry. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Pam Danziger is our good friend, our 12-year member of our Brain Trust. Unity Marketing Online is her website. I encourage you to go there, folks. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you do, especially if you are a retailer or you have any kind of retail customers. You'll learn an awful lot about people who can help you increase your margins, and you can find all of our books there. Pam, thanks again for being here. You've got the holidays on your mind, and so what do we need to be doing?
Well, we need to get over the election first and foremost, because everybody is telling me that it's stalled, because people just don't know which direction and what's going to happen. So everybody, customers are stalled. They're just, you know, they're like deer with, you know, in the headlights. They just don't know what to do. So we got to get through that. But everybody needs to be thinking about developing strategies for the holidays, because that's when, you know, small businesses and retail businesses make, that's where they, you know,
so many make half their year, if not all their year, in the last 3 months.
That's right. And we call it Black Friday because that's the day, you know, theoretically, that the red ink on the balance sheet turns to black. So that's what the name Black Friday is all about. And I've been thinking about Black Friday. I mean, we often think of that as like a big promotional day, but I think that Black Friday ought to become a day where retailers give thanks, I mean, a formal thanks to their customers for their support, and really make it about the customer and thanking them for participating and being a customer. And if we could just turn Black Friday from trying to get more from the customer and give a little bit back, maybe having a special event in your store with, you know, free
customer appreciation day.
Exactly.
Which in a small business ought to be every day.
Exactly. It's like let's focus on them, and then after Black Friday we have Small Business Saturday, and that's the day that, you know, that people are supposed to celebrate the small businesses in their community.
Which again should be every day.
Yes, well, there's no question about that. But, you know, that can become a promotional thing. But I think we really need to turn our attention toward how can we serve the customers better? How can we make their shopping experiences better? And that really, and, you know, your age of the customer, I think, is just so important for that. And, you know, my book, Shops at Pop, is really very, very tactically oriented for what retailers can do to really enhance the shopping experiences, and that's going to turn into
notice, folks, that she didn't say anything about your products, or your pricing, or your bundling, or she talked about the experience.
Right.
There was a time, Pam. You're so much younger than me. When I was growing up, when you woke up and if you wanted something, if it wasn't in one of the two places in town where you could get it, then you didn't get it.
Right.
People wake up today and it never occurs to them they can't have what they want at the latest by tomorrow, hand delivered, at a price that they want to pay.
Right.
So nobody wakes up wondering if they can get what they want. They wake up wondering if what kind of an experience they're going to have, don't they?
Exactly. That's it. I mean, the main message that I want to share with retailers in particular, it's not what you sell anymore, it's how you sell it.
Yep.
And it's like you really got to get to that how, and that's about really enhancing the experience for the customer, because product is everywhere, and we are, you know, we're just inundated with so much, and so many of the customers today are really kind of, you know, they've had enough,
right.
Particularly the affluent, the high earners.
They're looking for nuanced experiences, and you need to be tuned into that. You need to be keen to that, so you can start giving it. Could be remembering their name. It could be helping them remember when something that they're buying from you is going to wear out. And you notify them, it could be a lot of, that's the kind of thing they're looking for.
Right.
Especially things that save them time.
Right. In my Facebook posting, I talk about what the post was about for Godfrey's, the pet store, was how fall means that you're walking your dogs sometimes in the dark in the morning and at night. So you need to have lighted, reflective collars,
right.
And so on,
right.
So that those the pets are seen. And that's what the whole posting is about. And that's bringing a new recognition, because some people may not even think that those things are available, or may not even, you know, and they're just,
right.
Not on their radar.
My wife got the big collar for me when I walked the dog, too, by the way.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
So
you know, it's
see,
like those
so
are things that you've got to think about. And that's providing content. And that's really putting yourself in the position, and that's relevance, which you talk about so much.
Yep,
can you make what you're selling and the experience that you have relevant? And by bringing new needs and new opportunities and really,
yep.
meeting the needs of the customers with new ideas, I mean, that's very, very important, and that's part of the experience that retailers can offer.
Quickly, 30 seconds, what do you see for the holiday season? Is this going to be a strong holiday season, or medium in the middle, or not?
Well, I think it's not going to be a particularly strong season. And, you know, our research, you know, what we looked at, I looked at research going back about 20 years, the years after the presidential election, the years after, mm-hmm. you know, once they're inaugurated, those are actually weaker years than election years. So I think we're looking at a changing marketplace. A couple of tough ones,
yeah. Hey,
yes,
Pam, unitymarketingonline.com is the website. Pam Danziger, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.